بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has in the hadith explained to us specific teachings and guidelines with regards to the 3 days that follow the day of Eid. In one hadith, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the best day is يوم النحر, the first, the day we slaughter. And thereafter, يوم القر. Today, the 11th of Dhul Hijjah is known as يوم القر. Qar means to settle down. Why? Because you find that is when the Hajis, they settle down in Mina. There's not much movement on the 11th of Dhul Hijjah. On the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, there's a whole lot of activities that they are involved in. But on the 11th of Hijjah, they are just based in Mina. So that's why it's called يوم القر. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also said this is a great day. It's a significant day. يوم القر. What should we do on these days, the 3 days that follow يوم النحر, the day of slaughter? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إِنَّهَا أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. These are days of eating and drinking. We are not allowed to fast on these 3 days. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, these are days when you eat and you drink and you remember Allah. So you continue that same dhikr. And that's why we make that dhikr that we make on the day of Eid. You continue it, not only after salah, but all the time you continue making that dhikr that was prescribed for the day of Eid. With regards to the qurbani meat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us specific instructions. In the Quran, Allah says, فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا. Eat this meat. This is meat that you should eat and enjoy. Our pious predecessors, they would eat nothing during these 3 days but the qurbani meat. So this meat is blessed meat. It is meat that's different from other types of meat. And that's why Allah says, eat from it, وَأَطْعِمُ الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرِ, and also feed the destitute and the poor person from the qurbani meat that you had offered. May Allah grant us the understanding.